I'm here with Laura Ford in Somewhere Else. Can we talk, Laura, about your installation here for the Welsh Pavilion? Mm-hmm. I'm looking round at your marvellous sculptures.
With a big black leather cowboy hat and crutches and hundreds of very full bags all around her. Really, I'd like to talk about them as a whole. They were conceived as a whole. I was thinking about myself as being Welsh and what the Welsh are like. And the little things that you hear, you know, oh, they drink a lot, or they're hairy, or, you know, that kind of thing. I thought it was quite funny. I mean, we all do it, you know. The Italians, they love children. The French, they're all fantastic at cooking. So it was these sort of stereotypes. And I started to think about my little collection of national dolls I had when I was a kid. So that was the kind of starting point. And then they all went a bit kind of bonkers. They're all quite massive. So they have a very physical presence in the space. There's one over there that looks like she's got clogs on. You kind of think, oh, she's Dutch and they're a bit raunchy or something. But then you look again and think, well, actually, it could be, I don't know, Japanese, or it could be this, could be that. And then they all become quite scary in that respect. They go from being funny to quite disturbing. I think it gives you space to enact cruelty towards other people when you see them as objects, as things.
I thought, just looking around as well, there's almost like when things turn in fairy tales. So you've got the person with the beard, but suddenly you can't see the face. And it's that kind of transmutation of something, which is very resonant in this space.
Yeah.
And the way that you've laid them out so you can see all of the figures as you walk through and start to make, as you say, the dialogue between them.
It's a bit like setting out in a folk museum as well. So I wanted that sort of sense.